I remember reading an article, Rabbi David Batshevin, talking about how you give titles to your shiurim. So we'll call this a puzzling Purim party, right? In keeping in line with creative titles. Okay, Tov. So what's going on over here? It's very surprising. It's very, hard to understand the famous Gemara about the drinking on Purim. So I'm going to jump right in, and this is again Lekuti Sichos over here in Chelik Lamed Aleph, the second piece on Purim. So Lubavitch Rebbe says like this. He begins by quoting the famous Gemara, Omer, Rabba, Mechayv, Inin, Bishumi, Bipuria, Ad, Vyod, Bin, Or, Haman, Levorach, Mordechai. The person's obligated to so drunk on Purim, you can't tell the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. So we ask, no matter how drunk, how much a person has imbibed, at the end of the day, you still remember who the good guy is and who the bad guy is. So the Mefarshim explain, I think it's the Magen Avraham, who says that really, before, everyone had phones and calculators, in their pockets with them at all times, if you had to actually calculate that the gematria of Or Haman is the same gematria as Baruch Mordechai, so after you have a few drinks, you don't have your smartphone with you, you can't really do the math in your head, okay, so then you're Yotzi Zayin. I don't know, maybe if some of us are Yotzi already, we can't do the math in without our phones. But the Levaisa, some explain, that's one way of understanding it. But the Hemshech Lezeh, right after this statement, the Gemara says you're supposed to get intoxicated to that extent on Purim. So the Gemara says, Rabba Rab Zera of the Suda's Purim Bahadeh Hadadi. So Rabba and Rab Zera got together and they had the Purim Suda together. Ivsum, they got drunk. Kam Rabba, Rabba got up, Shachti Rab Zera, and he shechted, he kills Rab Zera. Lamocha, the following day, Boy Rachme Vachem. So the next day, Rabba davens and he brings Rab Zera back to life. Now, Simon once pointed out, he's not sure, people say this, but I'm not sure what the source is, that anybody who's mentioned in Shas had the ability of Tchias HaMesim, so Rabbah here does Tchias HaMesim and brings Reb Zera back to life. With Shana, the following year, meaning the next year, Purim, Amalei, Neseimar v'Navid Sudas Purim b'Hadeh Hadadeh. Hey, let's get together and have another Suda together. So Amalei, Reb Zera says back to Rabbah, Lo b'chol shayta b'shayta, Mizrachish Nisa. No, you can't necessarily rely upon miracles at all times. So that's the Gemara. That's the statement. So we have to try to understand and unpack this a little bit. So says the Rebbe, L'chara sipur zeh l'fnei pshuto dorish bipur bir b'hazvara. You have to understand, you can't take this story at face value. De'ich efshar loymer sh'rabba nichsho be'inyin shel shvichas domin rachmon aslan. How could you tell me that Rabba murdered somebody? We're not talking about Rabba. One of the Helig Amaroyim. So b'chushi ados marasho, he brings mivur shalohai God in Yishal Misa Mamish. No, he didn't really shecht him like it sounds like. Elikain. It's as if Shchiti. Almost like, right? The Agmare Chamra Vekafi Lishtos Yosemi Dai Ad Shechol Venot Lomovis. So he brought him at the brink of death. He drank him, more of that, but don't take a little. He didn't really kill him. Vekain Zebir Gamba. Yaivit springs like this. Shloshach Mamish didn't really kill him, right? Chiza Sanayim of some sort. It looked like he did this, okay? Shaharoim Hayasurim. The people who were watching this thought Shloshach Mamish. They really killed him. After Bzeira Nispal. And then Lavish Charada and this Aleph Mirov Daiga. He fainted out of his tremendous daigas that he had. Avonaisif Alzesh Pashtus Hasipur Refrat Siyum Lomocher Boy Rachme the Achiet. So then he brings him back to life the next day. Ain a move on up. He's can't understand it. Doesn't make sense if you didn't really kill him. Hare Adayin Ain Zem Yashiv Han Hogus Osho Rabba. But nevertheless, it doesn't sound like proper conduct for Rabba to be acting this way. The Sof he's a Kadover, the Briusa Shal Reb Zera, he harmed him. So the Isser Shal Torah, right? You're not allowed to harm somebody. Lachbul Chavero Be'ezah Oifin Shehu Prat, right? To bring him to such a serious type of injury. How can we interpret this story in such a way that befits the conduct of Rabba? So Mechuvas Chasim Soifin Mekasher Zeh sheshachti Rabba Reb Zera im divrei Gemara Haiman deMa'adim yehei Gover Ashid Dama Amar Rabba on a Ma'adim. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Vav, which talks about certain constellations that a person is born under and how that affects them. So Rabba is this type of person who is born under the constellation of Adim. Means red blood. Okay. Aval ra yaivit shekoisiv aval dam vade lo shofach Rabba. He certainly did not kill him. Even though he would be this type of personality, you can't say Rabba killed him. Even a person is born with these types of, you know, inclinations. You're born in this constellation that makes you a spiller of blood. You still have free choice. Right? Had to be. So certainly, Rabbi had the ability to overcome these. So since a regular person has the ability to overcome the things, so even if Rabbi was born in this type of, you know, character traits, he certainly would be able to overcome it. Yosher Tamua. So even more problematic. Behem Shechasip Mefurish Lashana Amrle Nitnimar Benavde Sudas Purim Bahari Hadade. So what comes right after this Purim meal where he Lachora kills him? Says, let's do this again. Kalomar Lozu Bavad Shalomatsina Begimara Shiraba Yasid Shuva Almaisizib. Not only did Rabbi not do Shuva and regret, oh my goodness, how could I kill somebody? Ela Odzos Shalashana Haba Shuv Hizmin Rabzeira Lechago. Let's repeat this. So if he really would have done something that was usser, he would not want to create that situation again. You say, oh, you know, the Rambam says that's the perfect bal tshuva when they put themselves in the situation. It doesn't mean you put yourself in the situation. The Rambam talks to us tshuva if a situation arises and you don't repeat it. But here, Rabbah is, you know, wants to have this again, right? He wants to have the suda imo suda's purim. They want to have this. Zoysva, oh, another question. Hasib shabzeiro lo nena tizmina shel Rabbah the haisa rak mipnei shlo bechol shaita v'shaita mischarnisha. When Rabbah doesn't say, I'm sorry, Rabzeiro doesn't respond and say, no way, I'm never coming back to you. It sounds like Rabzeiro really would have liked to, but you know what? I can't rely on a miracle again. Like, I really enjoyed whatever happened. Whatever happened that last year at the Purim party, I really would like to have repeated that experience, but, you know, I can't rely upon a miracle. He really wanted to. But it might happen again. I really want to, but the only reason I'm saying no is because I can't be sure that another miracle is going to happen. But really, Be'etzim Rabzeir wants to go back to this. It's like, what's going on? What kind of behavior is this to talk about Amaroyim? The Rabbah's killing somebody? Hard to understand. Rabzeir really wants to go back and get killed again? Very difficult to understand. So let's try to unpack this a little bit more. Oz Beis.
So you have to understand that really some of the Meforshim want to explain this is really a spiritual concept they were trying to understand here, a little bit not necessarily physically what happened.
So it's just a parable, it's a marshal. Right, we have these famous gemaras in Bava Basra, right? She'ena ela mashal. All those are mashalim over there. Aval ein farsh came in yanenu. You can't explain that this whole thing of Rab and Reb Zeir was just a mashal. Why not? Shari siper ze huva behemshech. The story that's brought is a continuation lepsak halacha shebe gemara. Because the gemara said mechayiv initially besumi pura adlo yodo. I have a halacha here, and I can't learn a halacha from a mashal. So it must be that there's a physical action that really happened. Sherab Reb Zeira Kimu Es Achiv Libesume Ad Lo Yoda. Bepoil Mamish. They really acted this out. They physically did this. They did drink.
Mikavin Shemedubur Beinian Shel Halacha. Akorcha Tzarech Leforish Hasiper Ze Haya Kipshuto.
It happened. It must have physically happened, else you can't bring me a proof.
Below Beruchnius Hanyon Ramat, right? Not that's just like, you know, an idea or something like that. Right, v'chein muchak medivrei Ran b'alham or sheviu ha dekos of Rabbeinu Ephraim mehu uvda dekom Rabba v'shachlu Reb Zeira idchile memer deraba.
Right, the Hilchos Kavase. So it's fascinating. The b'alham or brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says from the fact that the Gemara does bring this story, that's to show that this is actually not the halacha. Now we don't paskin. Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like this Rabbeinu Ephraim, but he brings this as a real ma'isa. So you can't bring again. This ma'isa had to have really happened. Either it's a proof for the halacha or it's a rejection of the statement. The way Rabbeinu Ephraim learns, and the poskim do quote this as a sniff, sometimes lahakil in other cases, but pashtus is that it had to have happened physically because all the Rishonim are bringing this as either proof or disproof for the halacha. Because that's what Ephraim says, it's not proper to act this way. It literally happened, pashtus pshat, that's what happened. V'nigram hezek, right, there's Zeira, and he was harmed from this. How can you bring to a friend and say, oh, because of a mashal, I'm going to take away the halacha? It had to actually really, a real hezek had to have happened.
Gimel. L'chein nir loimus. You have to say. Shesipra ze hayek pshuto. You're forced to come to the conclusion that this really did happen. So how does that befitting the conduct of Rabbo? Shetotzah mimatzav shel besumim nigrumo misab kipshut l'rbzeira. He really did die. Mikomokam haisa misa zu. So something happened, but it can't be that would reflect negatively on Rabba. The ad kidei kach shegam l'shon habor rotsa Rabba lachzor l'shuv al oso hanhaga. Rabba didn't act anything inappropriately. If he would have, then he wouldn't have said, "Okay, let's do this again." So the Rebbe is going to explain now that where else we find people dying in the Torah is not of an Avihu, as we know in Parsha Shmini. They drank wine and they entered into the base of Mikdash. The Mikdash, right? Base of Mikdash when they entered the Mishkan. So the death of Nadav and Avihu, according to one opinion, there are many opinions brought. I think I counted six. There might be more. Six different opinions as to what exactly was the chait of Nadav and Avihu, right? They were more halacha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about that they were walking behind Moshe and Aaron, saying, "When are these two Zakenim going to die? And you and I are going to lead the generation." And they didn't get married. They didn't have kids. They didn't wash their hands. There's a whole bunch of inforshim. I think Shai Shachter once said, like, when you have so many different opinions for what happened, like, it means no one really knows. Right? You have the Or Chaim HaKadosh. It gives 10 different pshat as to what exactly was the chait with Moshe hitting the rock. And you have so many different interpretations. But okay, right now our mahalach is within the approach of that they drink wine. And that's what happened. Okay, v'yadua tamiya. So we know. Mefarsh b'ksav shemoshe amal aron hu asher dibra Hashem lemor b'kroi v'yekadish. This is what, again, the consolation after Aaron's two sons die. Moshe says to Aaron, I'll be sanctified to those who are close to me. Pirush Rashi, achshav roeh ani shehem gedolim mimeni u'mimcho. Now I see, says Rashi, that Moshe is telling Aaron that Nadav and Avihu were greater than me and you. How could they, if they're greater than Moshe, they're greater than Aaron, and they get drunk, and they go into the Mikdash? It's the same question from here. Rabbi gets drunk and kills somebody? Not when he gets drunk and they enter the Mikdash? What's going on? What really killed Nadav and Avihu was this tremendous cheshik they had, this desire to attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo nimnu mikarov devekus neimus arevus yedidus chavivus neshikus b'mesikus ad klois nafshosam mehem. That it was close to nefesh. Literally, their souls expired out of devekus. B'loshen akosav b'karavdim lefnei Hashem v'yamusu haynish hesibas misosam. What really was the siba, the cause of their death? He kirvosam lefnei Hashem. They came close to Hashem. And remind me, when we said over this Sichon Shabbos, so I was reminded of the vort from the Chiddush Harim, that the Chiddush Harim is medayik. The Gemara says by Rabbi Akiva, when they tortured him, yotz nishmaso be'echod, that when the Romans were torturing Rabbi Akiva, he died with the word echod. So Pasha Pshat in the Gemara means that as he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem Echad, so then that's when they died, that's when the Romans killed him. So the Chiddush Harim says, no, really, really, Rabbi Akiva was on this level of when he did a mitzvah, his neshama wanted to leave the body and expire, like the Or Chaim talks about this klesa nefesh. That was the beginning of Rabbi Akiva also. So why didn't it happen? Because there's a mandate of v'chai behem, that you're not allowed to let your neshama leave the body. You have to stay in this world. So every time he did a mitzvah, really, he was holding by this level of klesa nefesh. Now that the Romans are killing him, no longer is there v'chai behem. So what's the... it's a half... We hear the word... The Romans didn't kill him. Be'echad, when Rabbi Akiva said Kriyashma, that's why his neshama left. That was his misa. His death was close to nefesh. Oh, okay, but now back to the sicha. So he says, "Vezel gam hapirush sheshdu yayin nichnasu lemikdash." They were drunk and they went into the mikdash. Kavanat beyayin. What does it mean? They drank yayin. Hu lesoidos pnimius haTorah. Yayin is always a remez to the inner dimension of Torah. Pnimius haTorah. K'mor nichnas yayin yotze sod. Right, yayin and sod, same gematria. Right, in physics. Yeah, the displacement, right? When you want to figure out the volume of an object, so you drop it into the beaker and you see how much water was displaced. So when you put in the yayin, you put in the 70 of yayin, so the sod comes out, right?
I'm sorry, I read that wrong. The Kemoshe Yain Gashmi Megala Es Hatam Libo Shel Ayin. Just like when a person drinks a little bit, so they reveal what their thoughts are. Kein Hu Baruchnius. So too, when they start drinking, the Ruchnius come out. I was saying that I remember in ninth grade I had a teacher, our world history teacher, and he was talking about the Persians had a. I don't know if it was a trial, like their decision-making process. They would have the person get drunk. They would have they make them drink a little wine, and the truth will come out. That was part of their law deciding. That was their based in. They got their drunk to figure out the truth will come out. I remember was zochet to spend Purim in the Mir in Yerushalayim, and these people were big. They were big people, and they were drinking. It was Purim, and they started talking. One guy's talking about how he's makpid to have his, you know, talis and tefillin 5 minutes beforehand, before Shacharis even begins. And another person was just talking. They were drunk, totally drunk. He was talking about how for during the Seris Yimei Tshuva, he was saying how he pushed it didn't leave Beis Medrash. He pushed it, would fall asleep in the Beis Medrash, wake up, and then go back to learning. Again, I don't know personal hygiene and everything like that, how that figured in the fact figure. But pushed it did not leave Beis Medrash during a Seris Yimei Tshuva. That was their Purim. So you see, when big people would drink, he's going to quote here from the Shlah, when big people start drinking, secrets come out. Ruchnius comes out, right? Sheyena Shel Torah, Haine Gilui Sodo Satorah. When you're drinking wine, wine means sod, the secrets of Torah. Shtuye yayin, what does that mean? When you're drunk on wine, mor al godel ha'otzim ha'giloy, a tremendous great revelation, ha'pnimis ha'Torah. Ad the matzav shel, klois nefesh. And it gets to the point where your neshama literally expires. L'chein la'achrim urazu, hezira ha'Torah, yayin v'sheikh al-tesht. So right after this story with Nadav Navihu, the Torah warns you, wine and intoxicating beverages, don't drink. She'osr lishtos yayin. So you're not allowed to drink wine in the way that gets you drunk. Then, what's the remez in this? Razin de Torah. I skipped a line. I'm sorry. The remez de kasher shosim yain shabitorah. When you drink the yain, so does razin de Torah. Tzrichin lizar shelo lava lematzav shel shichrus shel klois nefesh. That's the warning. Totally new understanding. When you drink in the wine, don't get yourself to that place. The prohibition of having your neshama leave because of klois nefesh. V'tzarech lomer be'oifin shel nichnas b'shalom v'yotz b'shalom. Like Rabbi Akiva, who is prepared to enter into the deepest levels of the pardes. We point out that pardes is the English word paradise, comes from pardes. Pardes is an orchard, but it's a remez for the different levels of Torah. The pardes, pei, reish, dalad samach stands for pshat, remez, drosh, and sod. So when you're going into the pardes, you're going to sod, you're going to pnimis Torah, that's what we're talking about over here. That's what we're going to see. It's going to happen with Nadav and Avihu. The Rebbe's going to explain that's what's happening with Rabban Rabzeira. Kiyaduva pirish bezeh, shahat knisa le pardes, tzrich liyos b'sholom. You have to enter into the pardes, you have to enter into pnimis Torah in a settled way. Be'ofin kezeh shebevadi teh hayetziyah b'shalom. Right, neshamas begufin. The neshamas have to be in your goof when you leave the parties. Okay, ostalad v'hine poshet shebir zeh shtu yai nichnas mikdash. The nadav and avihu, when they drank, they went in lo bo lahotzi ha'inyan v'rokami depshuto. This is not coming to take away the pshat. The sod is always an extension of it. It's not a contradiction to the pshat. It's a deeper level of the pshat. Shrei meforish b'ksav shalach zeh his hiru haTorah yaim sheicha al teisht ha'isr lishtos yain derech sheichu so kipshuto. Literally, pashabat, you cannot drink and then get drunk and then go into the mikdash. Again, tzarech lomer b'gam eitzel nava navihu ha'inyin shel shdiyaz yain b'gashmis. So they really did drink. You can't suppose it was a mushal over here. No, not even who really drink. So what's happening? So yes, Nadav and Avihu did physically drink wine, but it means they went into the Soda Satora. The Shla writes about these holy people we see. We see occasionally, not all the time, occasionally they'll drink more than normal. Besudos gudos, and in these, they have a meal. Heis kavonos and bezel l'shem shemayim. They're drinking excessively l'shem shemayim. Kimitoch mishte yayin havei
bad chei tuva, umitoch kach armim dirbei Torah al hashulchan harbei meod bekiflaim. They say these very deep Torah ideas. Mitoch simcha megale chachma hachacham razi l'Torah. And these chachamim reveal secrets of Torah. Ki berabos hasimcha yitzchazik hakoch hasichli sheyesh benefesh va'az hu yoser mucham legalus talumos chachma nichnasei yotzesod.
So Shlomo says, you see these great people. He calls them kadoshim, holy, holy people. And if the Shlomo calls you a kadosh, you know you're on the level. So the Shlomo says these kadoshim would drink excessively. Why? In order to reveal the deeper secrets of Torah.
V'chein hayetzal nadav navihu. It's the same concept over here with nadav navihu. Shai kadoshim. Be yoser, be krove ekadesh, right? My clothes ekadesh. They're the kadoshim also. Sha'ide sheshosu, they drink. Harbi yoser, they drink more. Nigla etzlam razi the Torah, the secrets of Torah were revealed. Ad sheagil close enough until the souls expired out of ecstasy.
Now we come back to our puzzling Purim party. You like that? PPP. What's going on? Same thing with Reb Zeira.
Shehaisa al derech mises Nadav Avihu, he also died the same way that Nadav and Avihu did, right?
This is fascinating. What's going to call it, what the word shachte?
Hainu, it means the agbare chamra lishtos yosemidai v'chola v'nata lemovis hainu kloisa nefesh aide rosh dia gili shalyayin shebetorah. But it really actually happened. It actually did drink. The gamisis rabzera haisi pshuto. He really did die. Pure neshama min aguf. Mamish, he really did. His neshama left him. So that's why the Rabbeinu Ephraim, again, we saw quoted by the Bahamor, says that we reject this because it really did happen. Yeah, Rabbi Zeira really did die. His death was close to nefesh, but he really did die.
But you can't see this as an abizrai, I mean like a subcategory of shvichus daming, of murder.
Hamisa haisa klois nefesh. Belim itzaydis hatorah shal Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira died because he was in ecstasy. His neshama left his body because he's learning secrets. Saydis hatorah.
Uvezem uvaeres gam hadakash gemora ivsum nishtakru. That's what it means. Nishtakru. They got drunk. Plural, right?
Hainu shirab Reb Zeira shenehem nishtakru. They got drunk together. They were doing this together.
They said it wasn't like you know, like when someone's like giving out what is it, like jello shots, right? And then just getting somebody drunk.
They were drinking wine together.
The fact that both of them, Garmalikam Rabba had this. He also was indulging in secrets of Torah. Shachter Reb Zeira, and he brought Reb Zeira. Gam Mises Reb Zeira Hayis Mipnei Sheagila Matzav Shel Shichras Hamivi LeKlois Nefesh. And Reb Zeira also, they're on this Madriga, and his soul left him. Shel Anu Kanal Elish Zeh Nasibo Aide Rabba. Rabba was the one who brought this about. Kam Rabba. Rabba got up. Rabba was elevated. Shachter Reb Zeira, and he pulled him afterwards. Kilkam Misif Va. Okay. Hey.
Now, this we understand. This is what's really happening in the story.
Right, the pashtus of what they're drinking was like the Shlomo talked about these kedoshim, these people who would drink and reveal secrets of Torah.
Secrets of Torah.
That's what happened. They drank and secrets revealed.
By drinking, niglu etzlim sodos v'razi Torah netli and biyosir.
Very exalted levels were revealed. Ad shetachas ha'ilui da adlo yoda. They got to that place of adlo yoda.
Aval,
asha shnei mishtach, they both got intoxicated. Mikokam rach etzor Reb Zeira bo mizeh klois nefesh mamish. But only Reb Zeira was the one whose neshama left him.
Hatam, what's the reason? They're both drinking. They're both doing the exact same thing. Why? By Rabba, that wasn't affected the same way.
Ki Rabba hayelo seichel Rav Yoser. Rabba had a more expanded consciousness. The Rebbe says moichin de gadlus lechein hayoyochel lekabel otzim hagiloi shel razi Torah. He was able to be. He had a kli. He could receive in a healthy in a b'shalom in a way this gili hatorah. Mashe enkin Reb Zeira, which was not true by Reb Zeira, lo hayoyochel hachil gili zeh. Right, and then he makes a beautiful hint of that in the names themselves. Rabba, the name is saying, right? More al-gadlus means great. Zera mora al kanas miloshen zeira, small. So Rabbah is the great, the big one. Zera, Reb Zera is the smaller one, like zeira. V'chein ez Reb Zera bo ayinezeh klois nefesh mamash. And that's why only Reb Zera was affected this way. Ad shenifrada nishmasa megufo kipshuto. Really, yes, his neshama left his body. Masha enkin Rabbah by himself lo bo klois nefesh. He didn't come to this level. Okay, vav. Alpizet Yishlomar. Now we can explain Pirush to Kam Rabbah Shachti Reb Zera. Right, so the things that he killed him. Isa beGemara. This is Mordek Chulin Lamed Amid Beis Ain Shachet El of the Moshach. Shachet means to draw or to pull after. Wow, such a bekias. It's amazing. Hainu she tochin inyan shchita hu. What was this? Ha'ala, to elevate. He pulled him. Rabbah pulled. It says it shechted him. He pulled Reb Zera higher. She came. Ay, de shechita machshirin es ha-behemel achilas adam. Right? That an animal becomes elevated to be consumed by human beings. She'ay de ze malim es ha-behemel misug achay lesug medaber. The animal goes into a new category. That it comes into, a person can have it, right? Because the dam, the basur, kibisaro, you know, when you eat, the animal becomes part of you. Its blood becomes, its flesh becomes comes a part of your flesh. That's why you're allowed to do this, because you're elevating the animal. Right? By drinking more than he was used to. He pulled him up to a madriga that he wasn't ready to. Yosemidai. Be'erech limudu haragi lefi dargaso. V'dover zehevi leklois hanefesh kipshuto mamish kmo benodav avihu. And that's what happened. Reb Zera was pulled to a higher level than he was used to, and he expired. Ushnein yonim yeshnam. Shekavanas b'shachtei hu klois upirin haneshama min haguf mamish. It doesn't mean he actually fainted. He really, the neshama left the body. Uviyachadim ze, and with this as well, ein ze einin shel shvichas dami chas v'shalom. He didn't murder him. El adraba fakert einin na'aleh b'yoser. He became elevated even more. Klois nefesh, right? The not of an avihu. The soul left him. V'zehu gan diokaloshen kam rabba. Rabba got up. Shocking. Why do you say he got up? They're sitting down. No, he got up. He elevated Reb Zera. Just kill him. Mao kam rabba. See shlomer habir b'zeh means kima mor al eliyoso shel rabba ledarga nalis b'yoser. He got up. It was soon ad lo yoda, and he reached that place. Elish b'nogei le rabba atzmo mikave and shahayelo kelim to rabba, since he had the appropriate vessels to receive these secrets and to process this in a healthy, integrated way. Hare gam kishahay b'matzav shel kam, was on a higher level. Lo hichriach klois nefesh. That's why his neshama didn't leave him. Mashenki b'nogei le Reb Zera, which is not true by Reb Zera. Kasher Rabba Gilalo Esanyonim Shehisig Az, when he had these hasagas, these types of perceptions and understandings of this, when, right, he was in this place of Kam Rabba, he got this title, I'd say close enough Shoshach Reb Zera Mamish. That's what killed him. Lechore Eich Yavi Rabba Ez Reb Zera Lechlois Nefesh. How could he do this? How could Rabba bring Reb Zera to this state? Hefech HaKavana Shetzorich Lomer, right? Shav Zyotzor, that we're supposed to be in this world. Neshamas begufim davka, right? Our neshamas supposed to be in the goof. Ki rabba omer v'erich ez Reb Zera shehu be'erich der rabba lo yovil chaz nefesh uva omek yosel ismar. So with a deeper level, we can say like this: kaven shirabba haya bekoich lepoil la'achri. Since Rabba had the ability to bring him back to life, la'achzu nishmas. Reb Zera of the Gufo, he could put it back. His Reb Zera has been shoved back into his goof. Therefore, it's not a contradiction to having the neshama in the goof. Ki klois. Turn page. Hanefesh eats Reb Zera hayirak inyan aray. It was only temporary. B'meshech yom hapurim. Okay. That's when you have the chiv of b'sumi adil yada. Masha enkin lamochar. But the following year. Right, la achrei hapurim she ein chiyuv lebesumi adlu yoda ve adarabe boy rachmi vaachi, he had to daven for him to bring him back. Right, lamach means the next day. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Lamach means the next day, not the next year. Right, pesem bekavana hel yona nishmas begufim davka. That really the higher level is to have the neshama in the goof. Right, and that's derech hachasidus, that the higher level is not to separate but to elevate
from the guf. Adrech nishnas b'shalom, yotz b'shalom. Okay, so now we finish up. We're up to Zion. Api hanal. Asi shapir gam hemshech sibur gemara. So now we can understand the next part of the story. L'shana amalei naisi marvin abdis who's behurim b'hadi hadadei. Let's get together and have the meal again the following year. Amalei, no, lo b'chol shaita, mizrachish nisa. I can't rely upon a miracle going to happen. Lo zubilvad shirabolo hitztayer amashi ira b'suus purim hakodemis. It's not only the rabbis not regret what happened. I really got out of line last year. El adraba, the opposite. Who his min is rabzera le'erech suus purim yachdav. Let's do this again. Gam b'shanazu. I want to give that. Mitoch kavana shagam b'shanazu yafil eitz rabzera iloy gadol kazeh. I'm gonna do the same thing to you. We're gonna get drunk and we're gonna drink the wine. And we're gonna go into yain is sowed. We're going to pnimiyas haTorah av close to nefesh until we get to that madrega again. I want to do it again. V'kei mishe tachlis akavanahu nishmas begufim her achri purim yachzur v'yichyu. I'm going to do the same thing because on Purim that's the level, but then afterwards, the day after Purim, the tachlis is to have the neshama in the guf. V'yu b'rzeira beizamaylos ha'ilui the close nefesh fa'ili the mili the kavana shalishmas begufim. Oba of an achik kitzasus in the parentheses. Rabbi Choshev shemeshach hashana. Throughout that the year in between, he thought that Reb Zera really worked on himself. His ala Reb Zera lemadrega ilyona yoser. He'd worked on himself and I was on the higher madrega. Chavar biyachosu lehasig soidus v'razin deraisa v'amukim biyoser. All right, but Ofen Shlo Yavali they close to Nefesh Bepoil. He thought, look, Reb Zera wasn't ready last year, but okay, now he's on new Madrega. You know, the boy is Shana Aleph. Now he's Shana Bet. He's on the high leg, right? Okay, but Alze on the low Reb Zera. So this is Reb Zera's answer. Lo b'chal shayte b'shayte misrachish nisa. No, not miracles don't happen all the time. Who chifetz umishtokik iwali the close to Nefesh. Reb Zera really wanted this. He really wanted this to come. Mishum ze hayerotzel arach sudas purim beyachad im rabba gam hashon. He also wanted them. Ava akoponim mekeimah shetachles hakavana he nishmas begufim neshamas begufim to have our neshamas in the body. Choshesh hu shleachri shegi lechloisa nefesh shuvo tirtze nishmasu leredes lehislabish begufo. Maybe if this happens again, my neshamas not going to want to come back into my guf. Umi yodeya ingam pam hazu hitzliach rabba lefoil nes. Who knows if Rab is going to be able to make a miracle like this again? Shenishmas Reb Zera Tirtze Leirei Lislabish Od Pam Beguf. Maybe it's not going to want to come back into my goof. Lo Bechol Shaita V'Shaita Misrachish Nisas. I don't know. Really, the tachlis is the higher levels to have there, but I don't know if my neshama is going to want to come back. Okay, now he ends off. Vehine lehalacha. What's the psak? Nifsek b'shulchan orach sheyesh chiv lebsumi depurim bipurim ad liyada. She is ta'if mizeh shum davar bilti ratzei. We're not concerned that anything inappropriate is going to happen. Umizeh muvan gam benogei letoichin haruchan ishal shtiyas yayin. And now we know that if that's what's happening physically, since spiritually we're not concerned with this either. Adelo yodo. Lahayna lilmud ba'oifin wa'avaso tesoga sodos HaTorah, to have a hasog of sodas HaTorah, actually the matzur shell, shikrus, to do that again. Drunk means here, it means that you get to the highest level of pnimiyas HaTorah, bitul metzias, to really just become nullified in the reality of Hashem's existence. Shebe Purim nita nakoch lechol echad ve'echad miYisrael. We ended by saying that on Purim, every single one of us has the koch, kol chad v'chad b'chol me'odecho, be'erach shi'ur delay, according to their level, l'kayim shtia, zu l'hagil l'dveikus kazu b'sodas haTorah, avatelos metzios. So the person can get very high levels, sodas haTorah. U'bilti chashash, and we're not concerned, shime avodazu, by doing this, yo'avu l'dei hanhoga shel, hisbodus u'pirishus min ha'oil. You're going to be totally separated and divorced from the physical world. Hefech hakavana. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem is liyotzrot. We want to be in this world to elevate this world. El adar, with the exact opposite. Ayde kiyim chiv shel beyom haPurim. By fulfilling the mitzvahs of the day of Purim, it's osev lo chiyus ba'avodas Hashem b'meshach kol shana kula. Purim will carry us throughout the whole year. Basias dira lo yizbarach b'tachtonim, as the Rebbe is in Basel Lagani, that the whole the tachlis is to have Hashem's presence revealed in this world. Nichnas b'shalom v'yotz b'shalom. That we go in and we come out with shalom. Yes, you know, the Rav Huttner has the vort. He says that we don't make havdalah after Purim. We don't make havdalah after Purim. It's a very sharp thing to think about. But again, beautiful. This from the Kutisichos. Again, this is in Lamed Aleph. But
what emerges is that we're able to interpret the story in a real way, and yet in a way that is befitting the noble character and the refined midos of Rabbah and Reb Zeira. Okay, shkoyach everyone. I'm glad we got a chance to learn this, and Mishnah will have more opportunities in the future to get together.